listening to Red Shades to Black with Gina and Jared.
Jared didn't find that funny.
What?
Oh, we're recording.
Yeah. Oh. First band was... Oh, In Dread Response.
Why are you pointing at the screen?
First song right there.
Because they can see you pointing.
Song was called... What is it? Forgotten...
Forgotten Wasteland.
Forgotten Wasteland with some extra little... Oh, that's the quotations.
I like the quotations.
They're from Auckland, New Zealand. And I feel like I started off the show really awkwardly today.
Why?
I don't know, because I was like, hey, and you're like, I'm not paying attention.
I was checking out the wall over there and stuff.
Oh,
I do that sometimes. Okay. I kind of zone out and all that randomness.
Sorry, my keys.
Gina has like 50 million keys. Like, there's like an orgy of keys on this chain. This thing's huge.
No,
look at it.
Leave it alone.
Look at this thing.
Stop. Putting it away.
You need to downsize your keys.
You need to stop.
You need to purge your keys.
Stop using the word purge.
Why?
It's disgusting.
Why is it disgusting? When you're talking about things like your keys.
It's disgusting.
It means you're
stop
downsizing.
Stop using the word purge.
Reduction.
It's
purge.
Disgusting. Downsize is fine.
Purge is a nice metal word
stop
to use.
Stop using the word purge.
Like, I'm going to purge my pockets.
Ew.
That sounds more metal than, I'm
no,
going to remove stuff from my pocket.
The only thing that I think of when I hear the word purge is a bulimic throwing up.
And that's why it's like Slayer.
That's disgusting.
Because that makes sense.
Disgusting.
It's not disgusting.
Why is that still in there?
Want me to take it out?
I thought you put it in your iTunes.
It did.
Then why is it still in your computer?
Why am I going to pull it out?
Whatever.
It's a little flash drive thingy that I got, and I put crap on it, and then I plug it in, and crap comes off it.
Yep.
I purge it.
Hey.
And what is this? Is like Sesame Metal Sesame Street. Be like, the word of the day is purge. P-U-R-G-E. Purge.
Purge. Purge.
No, that'd be like those messed up little, like, things from all those kids out there that were kids in the 80s, like us, on PBS, where, like, the stuff would move, and it would be like... There, it'd be like a piece of fruit, and then like a split second later, it'd be halfway across the screen, like unwrapped or unpeeled.
It was great.
And it was,
that was
supposed
PBS.
To be that stop-go animation, but PBS is public television, so they couldn't afford like real stop-go
well,
animation.
No, it's really like...
Like Nightmare Before Christmas
it's
animation.
It's really tedious to do like stop-go animation when you're like, all you're doing is like moving. Like, you can be there for hours and hours and get like 4 seconds of footage.
I definitely did one of those with, like, Legos for an 8th grade project.
I did one of those on a date.
Oh, well, that's... That's thrilling and exciting and stuff.
It was fun.
Oh.
I liked it.
So, anyway, we're gonna play a song. Apparently Gina's throwing a win at me.
I am.
Are you taking it out of your toes?
No!
You should be required to wear
toes.
Shoes during the recording
of
Breath Face Select. Worldwide Radio. Anyway, this next band... I'll just pull this one out of my hands right here. Alright, here we go. This next band is out of Tel Aviv, Israel.
Tel Aviv.
And the name of the band is The Fading Metal. Actually, The Fading's the name of the band. The MySpace is myspace.com/TheFadingMetal. And the name of the song is Once You're on Solitude. See, that's what I like about what we do with the Red-Faced Black Radio. Like, that last band was from Israel. The band before that was from New Zealand. Mm-hmm. And all wrapped up in one little podcasting underground show.
And we're not even finished.
And where are you going to find that on, like, commercial radio or, like, you know, I don't know, corporate radio, which is pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, but that excites me. I don't know about Gina here,
hey,
but...
I'm excited. I'm it excites excited me because the whole time.
Each week we bring bands from all over the world to you, the listener, with no commercials, with no bullshit. Listener. 1, 10, 50, some.
Okay.
I had some guy for some band ask us how many listeners we got on average, so I told him a number that I probably made up.
Joe, was like 6,000.
And then the band wasn't really anything, really, that you guys would like. Or that I would like, or Gina would like, or anybody, yeah. So, yeah, so that kind of sucks. Okay. But I don't know, I'm just saying.
Okay. Well.
You see,
Good times, good story.
See, I can fill up a whole 30 minutes with me just talking.
About random things that no one cares about.
About the end of the 30 minutes, there'd be nothing going on. You'd be like, what the hell?
They'd be...
the hell was that?
You'd be like, what the hell do these to talk about?
We're actually doing good on the listener count, though, so I'm glad. So thank you all the listeners out there.
Thank you.
For making our numbers look bigger.
I'm not sure why you listen, but...
but we're glad you
thank
do.
Thank you anyway.
And all the hardworking bands are.
Yeah.
Glad that you do as well. And I actually got unlazy and started emailing some of the bands we play again.
Good
for
job.
A while I got a little lazy and a little, you know... because, you know, it's so hard to type. Your band will be on this show. You should listen, and you should tell your fans to listen. Do you have anything to contribute to that exciting stimulating conversation?
Good job, Jared. There you go.
I think we should talk about that thing we found.
Okay.
It was completely random. Why do I have to go? You were the one infatuated by it.
I wasn't infatuated by it. I just wanted to see it.
The other day, my roommate, who was hard at work, sent me a video clip, sent me a link to a website called Japanese Bug Fights. And it was essentially just various insects and bugs and stuff like that, put in a small little tank together to fight.
It was like cockfights, except for like...
insects. But it was like the most ridiculous, like, pairings. It would be like a praying mantis versus a giant wasp.
Yeah, I saw like a praying mantis and a giant wasp, a tarantula, and like a scorpion, a beetle, and like a praying mantis, a scorpion, and like... I don't know.
To see, like, the centipede versus the lobster.
Oh, yeah, the centipede and the scorpion.
There's a lot of scorpions, and it's also important to note that, at least in the United States, it's illegal to do anything harmful to praying mantises.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why it's in Japan. But the wasp kicked the crap out of the praying mantis, which is kind of funny. And then there was a giant tarantula that pretty much just sat
on... it wasn't giant, it was just a tarantula.
It just sat on this other bug.
It was a scorpion, it was like, that's it. Yeah, he just kind of was chilling on his face.
It was a tailless scorpion. So if you're
it wasn't even. Oh, it was that. I thought it was a real scorpion,
It was the tailless whip scorpion or something. So if you're not too squeamish,
weird. But like, I went to the website and none of them work except for like one or something. So I went to YouTube just because I wanted to see what it was about. And then after I watched it for like 3 or 4 times, I felt guilty and had to turn it off.
I think the cheesy.
Because I feel bad if insects are dying just for me to watch, and I felt bad, so I couldn't watch it.
But you gotta admit it's funny. Like the Japanese announcer
it's
gets
not
all
funny.
Excited.
It's just...
in Japanese, he's all thrilled.
It's weird. I just wanted to see what they were talking about, and then I stopped watching because I felt bad.
Yeah, it's a little grotesque and
it's
stupid.
It's not even grotesque. It's not like they're pulling guts out of them. It's just that you know that like that one just got killed, and it was just for like the entertainment. Like, I don't like cockfights. I don't like dog
fights. Even
though
it happens in nature.
I don't really want to watch the insect fights all the time, either.
Or the interesting thing was that the a scorpion will not attack or fight.
Anything bigger than it,
because for fear that it can get hurt.
Yeah, it's a risk of injury, and then it can't hunt anymore after that.
So, but since it was in like a box,
One was a scorpion and a tarantula, and like neither of them really gave shit that each other was in there until like someone wrestled them up.
So the tarantula just
wrestled them up.
So the tarantula proceeded to sit on the scorpion until the boxing match was over, or whatever you want to call it. So that's just a little tidbit of random internet crap that people sent to us.
Yeah. By people, you mean your roommate, who's supposed to be working at the time.
Because there's also that video of the 7-year-old who stole his grandmother's van because his friend smokes cigarettes and he wants to be all hood rat and stuff.
Mm.
And I just thought that was funny because through this 7-year-old kid's mind, stealing your grandmother's car and crashing it into stuff is hood rat. And because his friend smokes cigarettes. And that's more random crap that people send us on the internet.
I think we should play a song.
I think we should have like a whole new segment. It'd be like have like a cheesy music playing and be like, stupid crap people send us.
Dumb shit.
From the internet. And yes, I think you're right. We'll play another song from another part of the world. This next band is out of Luxembourg. The name of the band is Fast Friday. The track is Liberation. You can check them out at myspace.com/FastFriday.
Brushing his hair with this little teeny tiny brush that's probably like, I don't know, about 3 inches big.
Wait, what are you saying?
That last band was... Wait, let me find it. It was Fast Friday, I know, but I forget. Okay. Fast Friday and the song was called Liberation. The MySpace is basically Fast Friday.
It doesn't even hurt.
And well, it hurts if you smack you really hard
Ow.
With it. Jared's abusive, apparently.
So Gina took the... tiny brush away from me.
Yeah.
She also took a magazine away from me today. I was trying to better myself and learn about something that probably wasn't important.
He's like, come down and eat breakfast with me. So I was like, okay. So I went in and ate breakfast with him and he ignored me the whole time. So what's the point of eating breakfast with you if you're going to ignore me? Exactly.
What?
Duh.
I was ignoring you.
I know.
That's all.
I'm pointless.
Yes.
So yes. Did we play 3 songs already?
We did.
Wow. Who do we play so far?
I got excited.
Oh, wait, never mind. I remember.
What?
Got it.
What?
Cool. You got excited? Why?
Well, I kept using the word purge because I...
Oh, yeah. Jared needs to stop using the word purge, but Jared got...
Purge.
Go ahead, Jared. Tell them your new exciting news.
Oh, it's so thrilling. I'm sure all you metalheads are going to go like, oh, no, that's ridiculous.
No one cares, but Jared's very excited by it.
Why? You thought it was funny that it took me forever to pick it out.
It did take you forever. Hey, look, I got a text message.
So, yeah, I bought a new wallet today because I like wallets, and I wanted a smaller one because, you know, how you just accumulate accumulate crap in your wallet. Well, I started to accumulate crap in my wallet, like pictures of ex-girlfriends and cards for places that I've never been to or never go to, and stuff like that, foreign money. So I decided to buy a small wallet for the purpose of forcing me to only carry what I need. And it was kind of like that Seinfeld episode, if you ever watch Seinfeld, where George Costanza has the giant wallet that he decides to purge. Because his wallet's, like, huge, and he tries to fold it over.
Is that why you're using it?
I think so. And he gets back problems, because his wallet's so stuffed. I know a lot of you girls out there are probably like, who cares? But you have, like, a giant bag that's, like, a bottomless pit where you can, like, throw crap into.
Mine's just bigger than most girls. You saw the one Kat had. Remember that one?
Barely, but still, you put a lot of crap in there.
Did you see that one? That thing, I could eat that for dinner. Like, it was this big.
See, my new wallet holds, like, the 4 cards I need. Like, my bank cards and my, like, credit card and, like, my license. And, like, 2 other cards I need. And there you go. It's money. And it's nice, because when I sit down, there's not, like, a lump sticking out of my ass. When I stand up, it doesn't make my ass look huge. And since you can't see it's there, then people won't try to, like, grab my ass and steal my wallet.
This is true.
Because it happens all the time with my my ass.
I know, everyone tries to grab Jared's ass, apparently.
Apparently. It's something like that. No texting during the show.
Text.
Who are you texting?
Sarah.
Who's that?
Sarah. She just, was just on stage with Everclear right now, like 5 seconds ago. at the MMRBQ thing.
I care.
STP stained Everclear. The one that was $70 and I couldn't afford. I was like, oh, you have fun, because I'm broke.
Is that the one that works for the radio stations?
No.
Oh.
This is the nurse.
Oh.
This one went to LaSalle. The other one went to Ryder.
Good, I'm sure they all care about that tidbit of information.
Know. That's, now you know.
Now you know, Gina has friends.
All right, and moving on.
Why are we moving on? Gina has one friend.
Gina has several friends.
Okay, she can count them on one hand.
No, Gina has several friends.
Then she count me as a friend. You may have to move on to another hand.
I have some friends.
You can't, you're not drawing on the
I'm
box.
I'm coloring right now since you're being mean.
I'm not being mean.
You're being mean. Actually, I don't feel like coloring. I'm just playing with pen.
Like pen! I feel like this is a recurring theme on Red Face of Black.
What?
You draw on me, you do other things, you talk to people, you draw on stuff.
We should play the last song. How long is it?
4.5 minutes.
All right, well, we have exactly 4.5 minutes.
Okay, so, bye. On that note, and since Gina drew on me,
yep.
I'm going to play the last song. The last band is Subversion. You can check them out at myspace.com/subversionmetal. They're out of Dallas, Texas. And the first American band of this episode. And the name of the track is Never to Be Found Again. As always, thank you again for tuning in to Red Face Black Worldwide Radio and supporting the underground.
Thank you, and please listen again.